You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, what is it like doing a gladiator school as someone who's blind or partially sighted? Well,
yeah, on your knees. Papalo, mite o jugula. Jugula.
Sharing her experience of something quite unique she did whilst in Rome is Emmy from Emmy's VIP Life. It is so nice speaking with you today.
Yeah, it's nice speaking to you as well.
So, Gladiator School sounds absolutely amazing. I think there's lots of people here whose ears are perking up and being like, Gladiator School? What? Tell us more. What is it?
So we kind of went, it's a bit further from where the Colosseum actually is. But basically it's like this little museum where you go through and you kind of learn about all different types of gladiators and all different armor and shields. And you go through into a back courtyard and they give you like a tunic to wear and a cloth belt. And you go and do obstacle course and then you go and do learning like all the sword fighting moves. And then you go into a big arena and you basically battle each other with swords and shields like they would with gladiators.
How did you find that? That sounds, first of all, like it would be an amazingly tactile experience.
Yeah, and it was. And actually, the people who were running it were really good with the awareness of the fact that I couldn't really see much of what was going on.
So what adjustments did they make? Like, did you let them know in advance or did you let them know on the
day?
Yeah,
so when my dad booked it, he kind of let them know that I couldn't see very much when he booked it. There was a couple of times, so like when we were doing the obstacle course bit, there were certain bits where we kind of adapted it slightly. So, for example, you had to, like, jump over a pole that was on the ground. I kind of was allowed to do that a bit slower. And they kind of told me where there was some, like, bags swinging that you had to run through. And it kind of was very good at kind of saying where each bit was.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, how scary it would be trying to run from a bag that is swinging at you when you can't see it.
Yeah, we had to do it a couple of times. One time I had to run through without getting hit by any at all. There was one time it nearly clipped me in the side of the face, and another time that it kind of swung back a bit and I had to dodge. It was quite entertaining.
Well, I imagine like that was happening too. Even if someone saw it, it was like the same sort of experience. They were still maybe getting hit by the bags. Like they don't sound like they actually hurt you if they hit you.
No, they didn't. There was one activity he didn't let me do. It was kind of because there was a load of little kids there. They did it, and it was like rebuilding a trap or something. Because there was quite a few spiky bits, he just said that it wouldn't be safe for me to do it with the fact that I couldn't see what it was.
Okay, so obviously something maybe going forward they could see if they can adapt to make it a bit safer, but overall it sounds like a really fun experience. How did you find like getting dressed up and like living out that gladiator dream in the arena and actually fighting? Like, did you win the fight?
I won the fight. What was really, really funny is they had two people as like the emperor. And this crowd was shouting, like, either Mite or Jugula, basically whether they would get killed or, like, mercy, like they would in the proper Colosseum.
Mm.
And if they ended up with Jugula, which was, like, to cut the jugular, to kill them, they had two proper swords that they put either side of the person who lost, and they were, like, say your last words, and then just move the swords together as if it would have been. And it was just, it was a real, real interesting experience. You had to then... people who'd won their fights, you had to then bow to the emperor and get your certificate of like your Roman citizenship.
That's amazing. What was the winning move you used, and was it easy to learn? Like, did you do it before?
So we had like a time where we were doing the practice moves, wooden swords, and he talked us through about four different moves. And the winning one I did was like a proper stab. It was like a shish kebab, which was like stabbing right in the stomach. And they're only like plastic swords and stuff.
Get him!
Like a spear, shish kebab. Yeah.
Go!
Your arm, your shield.
Oh,
take. Your arm, your other. Your other arm, not your sword. Wait, you're dead. Go in front of you, killing.
Is that something I guess you would have ever thought of doing? Like, did your dad come up with, saw this and thought, oh, I wonder if this would, we can make it accessible. Like, how would that work? Did you guys have any, like, inkling of how it was going to be like before you actually went?
To be honest, neither of us knew what it was going to be like. It was something I've said I would always want to do if we got the chance to do it. In terms of making it accessible, the guy who was running it, when I was doing my fight, he was actually stood off to the side and he was saying, like, giving directions if I'd missed and stuff. So he was really good at kind of helping so I could do it as independently as possible.
That's amazing. It's a little bit like having a spotter, isn't it? It's just someone who gives you the audio directions and just helps you work out the visual cues that you don't have.
Yeah.
Is it an experience you would personally, like, recommend to someone who is maybe blind or maybe has some residual vision like yourself?
I would definitely recommend it because it's definitely quite an experience, especially since we'd been to, like I said, the Colosseum the day before. The fact we'd seen the arena and stuff the day before kind of made it more of a thing of this is what it'd be like for gladiators, so that I could picture it more. But I would recommend it to anyone who's kind of is really interested and likes that kind of thing. I could very easily see a way of making that a bit more accessible to someone, again, who's got similar vision or even less vision.
Mm. And I think it's nice to think of experience lists like these as well and have a look at them, because I feel like sometimes we might assume that you can't do something, but you absolutely obviously can, and you can win and you can bow to the emperor and, you know, get your certificate, get your flowers, get your award.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where, it's one of those things that people don't think that would be something you could be able to do. But we've always had a thing in our family where we've always said that we'll do whatever we want to do. We'll just find an alternative to where I've been able to do it.
And did your dad join you in a gladiator school, or was it just for specific, like, age groups?
No. So, well, obviously, it wasn't normally more for, like, your kids, but they got all the dads involved in one fight, and I was fighting my dad in my one. And he lost both times, so he clearly wasn't very good.
No, clearly. So he was the one that got taken out at the end with the two swords.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he got taken out both times.
Yeah, on your knees. Papalo, mite a jugula. 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 Come here! Give me the shield. Yes. One on the side. For me, the other one. When I say, play that movement. You bend in the other way, you lost the shield. Say your last words.
Help!
No one help! Killing! Yeah!
Oh, my goodness. Was he a little bit grumpy afterwards, or was he
No, it was all right. He had a couple of injuries. There's one where we looked back at a video and we got someone to take, and you can actually see where I whacked his thumb with the sword by accident.
Oh, no. Oh, well, he's a dad. He's used to being accidentally, you know, banged by something when he has kids, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, Emmy, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous experience. Obviously, you got to do it whilst you were visiting Rome this summer. But thank you so much for sharing it with us on RNAB Connect Radio.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad I couldn't share it, because, like I said, it was probably one of the highlights of while we were away. And I definitely think other people will be able to enjoy it as well.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.